Well, Mike was a big man. He was physically a huge man. A huge man with a tiny heart. He was just a cuddly teddy bear kind of guy. But he was also a giant of an economist with amazing insights into the economy and into people. He understood people, and that made him a wonderful economist. And he had an exceptionally original brain. And he could put things together, and he could see things, and he could see trends in economy that very few economists could actually pick up. And he was one of the very, very few economists that could actually create a business out of economics. He did that. He had to make economic consultancy business, and that is extremely difficult to do for any professional economist, and Mike succeeded in doing that. I think I would call him the people's economist. I would always remember Mike as a guy with a friendly guy with... He was always accessible. I would remember him. I can remember we always talked quite a lot. He would share his little trade secrets with me, and I would try to share my secrets with him. You could anytime call Mike about something that he didn't understand or something that he was quite an expert with, and he would share that without hesitation. But I would certainly, when it comes to our professional lives, I would certainly remember Mike as the guy with this original brain in economics. We had disagreements when it comes to economics. I, especially in earlier years, I would call him, because of some of his sort of leftish views, I would call him a pink economist. And because of my views on things like, for example, on inflation, he would call me an inflation Nazi. So that was the sort of names that we had to each other, the pink economist and the inflation Nazi. But I would always remember him as the guy with the original insights into economics.